I can see you've been busy. Some of you, anyway. So have I. For those of you who figured out you can embed videos, photos, and links, I'm encouraged. And those of you who've been tracking my movements, I'm impressed. For those of you taking the back seat, well, don't worry about it. This lifestyle isn't for everybody. I mean, it's not like I'm going to spoon-feed you all of my hard-earned research. That's exactly what they would want me to do. Of course, then they might stop looking for me, but this is too important. I'm going to finish what I've started. iCrawl, you obviously did some research and actually posted some information. Gold star next to your name. Searing light, you said it's much harder to prove that there isn't a cover-up than there being one. Profound. Them. You said that sometimes hiding in plain sight has its advantages. I couldn't agree with you more, amigo. Sky Pilot. I like your style, gal. Your dad was obviously a slick guy. I just hope you keep a low profile, considering what you know. Unfortunately, your Illuminati Mason connection doesn't pan out. Trust me, that's something I know a lot about. I'm looking forward to your input on this. Well then, I like your thinking. You can't prove a negative. It is impossible, and that's why I'm here. Transstar, you said something I don't understand. You called me the name of a popular TV character, but then, why not? Sawyer, huh? I like it. Subtle and meaningless. There were others, but that's enough for now. Now, on with the show. The presidential assassinations of Kennedy and Lincoln had some striking similarities. Abraham Lincoln was elected to Congress in 1846. John F. Kennedy was elected to Congress in 1946. Abraham Lincoln was elected president in 1860. John F. Kennedy was elected president in 1960. The names Lincoln and Kennedy each contained 7 letters. Both were particularly concerned with civil rights. Both wives lost children while living in the White House. Both presidents were shot on a Friday. Both presidents were shot in the head. Lincoln's secretary was named Kennedy. Kennedy's secretary was named Lincoln. Both were assassinated by Southerners. Both were succeeded by Southerners. Both successors were named Johnson. Andrew Johnson, who succeeded Lincoln, was born in 1808. Lyndon Johnson, who succeeded Kennedy, was born in 1908. John Wilkes Booth, who assassinated Lincoln, was born in 1839. Lee Harvey Oswald, who assassinated Kennedy, was born in 1939. Both assassins were known by their 3 names. Both names are comprised of 15 letters. Lincoln was shot at the theater named Ford's. Kennedy was shot in a car called Lincoln, made by Ford Motor Company. Booth ran from the theater and was caught in a warehouse. Oswald ran from a warehouse and was caught in a theater. Both John Wilkes Booth and Lee Harvey Oswald were assassinated before their trials. Coincidence? Well, that's where you guys come in. Post links, pictures, and videos, and give some more hard evidence. Is it all just a coincidence? Or is it a cover from them to keep us from knowing the real facts? Keep up the good proof and disprove research, friends. Those few doing it right, anyway. Oh, and don't trust the net. It's a pack of lies, filtered by corporations and the government. Get out there and get me some real research, would you? Sawyer, out.